Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize, maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back to another episode of Perspectives with Sherry. I'm your host, Sherry Ryan, and I want to let you know that over here is a safe space for women in midlife. What we deal with over here is health, wealth, and empowerment, and all the wonderful things that feed those three categories. If you're new, welcome. Welcome. We're happy to have you. If these are topics that resonate with you, you have found your place. We'd love to have you in the Perspectives family. So go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Please give this video a thumbs up, comment, and let me know what you think about this episode, as well as share with a friend and hit notification bell so you'll be the first to know when I drop great content. Also, for you wonderful ladies out there that listen to me on the audio podcast, welcome. If you would, please go ahead and follow us on your favorite audio platform. Download it, review, and let me know what you thought about the episode and what resonated with you particularly. Now, this episode today is one of my personal blogs where I am going to be reflecting on season one of Perspectives with Sherry. That's right, y'all. It is about to come to an end. And I am just feeling so blessed, and I want to share with you some reflections that I have on the season, and I want to share with you some exciting things that are coming up in season two. Now, when I say that season one is wrapping up, that will be this month. We have two more amazing interviews coming your way, one next week with the wonderful Angelina Mojica. It's a wonderful testimony. She has really taken the pain that she's had to endure in her life and really found her purpose. And so I want you to tune in next week and listen and what she's done with that. She's an amazing woman of God. She has so much wisdom, and you won't want to miss that interview. And then we will close the month out with none other than LaToya Scott, who is the founder and CEO of FTM Fashion Week that takes place every year in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It is Eastern North Carolina's Fashion Week, and it is amazing. Designers and models come from all over the United States and actually across the globe. It is one of those events that everyone shows up for and shows out because we don't have a lot. We don't have a big fashion footprint in Eastern North Carolina, but she is all about changing that. And she also has her magazine, Farb Magazine, and she's a community activist. Y'all, there's so much that we unpack in that interview. And this is all on the heels of FTM Fashion Week coming your way October 25th of this year in Jacksonville, North Carolina. There are going to be some celebrity hosts. Yours truly will be there doing press. And so it's going to be an exciting time, not only for all of you that are going to be in attendance, but for myself, where I'll actually be there bringing you live footage of the show, interviews with the celebrity host, the models and designers. It'll be an amazing time. Y'all, I feel so blessed. I just wanted to come and really talk to you about season one. And we wrap it up in September. We will be back in December. I mean, we will be back ready to bring you all of the wonderful content that I know will bless you, grow you, make you think, inspire you, maybe make you shed a tear or two, make you reflect, but all the things that we did here in season one. So if you'll bear with me, I would like for you to take a little journey back. I want to talk to you about the highlights of season one, kind of my journey and what I've learned along the way. And we're going to talk about what's coming up in season two. So let's talk about it. So if you have been tuning in, thank you so much. First of all, let me just say from the bottom of my heart, I sincerely thank each and every one of you that have tuned in or listened to me on the audio podcast. This has been a labor of absolute love. So December of 2024, I decided to launch this channel. Many of you know I have another YouTube channel, Alleged Actually Podcast, that I also love. These are both my babies. But that channel was a place for me to discuss reality TV shows. That's where I do my recaps. I am a girl that loves reality TV. It's my thing in pop culture. And so that channel was dedicated mainly to discussing the shows that I watch, giving my opinions, and also discussing the hot topics and pop culture, things that are going on in the entertainment industry. Lots of fun. One side of me that I truly love to use that as an outlet, and I've also had a lot of success over there. A shout out to my co-host, Joey, my Bravo bestie that helps me break down all the Bravo content. And my daughter, Bria, that does pop culture segments with me and expose pieces. We've done some really good deep dives, too. So in your spare time or in your now time, check that out as well. If that's your thing, check us out at Alleged Actually Podcast. But I started Perspectives with Sherry because when I did Alleged Actually Podcast, I started to get into interviews. It started with a wonderful woman. If you have not, I hope you will go and watch the documentary Silver Dollar Road. It is now streaming on Prime. And it is an amazing piece, a story about a Black family right here in Eastern North Carolina that has been in the fight of their life for their ancestral land. And this is all about heirs property and what happens when you do not have a very specific will. And it is just a very telltale story, an old story that has affected other families. But this one, y'all, it involves a very powerful family that has basically tried to run them off their land because they live in a beautiful part of Eastern North Carolina that is on the water. They were self-sufficient, wonderful people that weren't bothering anyone. And it just comes down to greed and money. And so I was able to interview the lovely Kim Duhon, who was featured in the documentary. And we highlight the documentary, where the family is today, what's going on with their legal battle. Wonderful interview. And the feedback was just tremendous. I mean, I still get people that ask me about that interview, about how the family is doing, and about the documentary. So check it out if you haven't. It's over on Alleged Action Podcast, but it kind of sparked my juices for interviewing. I also did an amazing financial series for women Design Your Wealth Mindset. I had the pleasure of interviewing five dynamic women, Morgana Jones, Monica Love. All of their names, it escapes me, but trust me, all five of them are dynamic women and within their right. Each interview brought you something different. They co-wrote a book together, Design Your Wealth Mindset. Get the book. It's available on Amazon and on their website. And then I also got an opportunity to interview Cynthia Decker from the 90 Day TLC reality TV series. And that was wonderful. So I decided that I wanted to do something that spoke to women like myself, over 40, the things that really resonate with us, you know, our health, our mental health, our physical health, our relationships, our money, our business, you know, there's, you know, things that, you know, for me, reality TV is escapism. It's kind of like after a hard day, I sit down and kind of watch mindless TV. I enjoy it, guilty pleasure, what have you. But over at Perspectives, I want to get down into the topics that really matter to women over 40 that impact this amazing time in our life. You know, it's time to get busy, y'all. It's time to follow your dreams. It's time to take care of your health. If you haven't been, be mindful of the choices you're making. Time to revisit relationships that aren't serving you, the ones that are, to dive deeper into them and to understand how better to serve them. So I got a chance to start that in December. And this show is a mix of wonderful interviews and personal vlogs. I've had some success, y'all. We've grown. We're still growing. Our next goal is 500. We are at 482 subscribers. So thank you guys. That's amazing in the first year. And we know that we're going to meet our goal. So again, if you haven't yet and you enjoyed the content, please subscribe. You won't be sorry. The last part of this month, we're going to be focusing on women in business. The two ladies that I mentioned to you are women that have been through a lot, but are thriving in their businesses. And they understand the faith aspect, the family aspect, the balance, the journey, and their stories are amazing. So we are going to close off September that way. So you got to look out for those interviews dropping the 17th of September. And then the 24th will be our final episode for season one. We will kick it off the very first Wednesday in December. So, I think now, some things I learned along the way. So each one of the ladies.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
These that I was so blessed to interview has touched my life. A lot of them I still keep in contact with. I have been richly inspired, empowered, and just grown. I've learned so much. Some of the highlights from the season, some of the episodes that my audience, you all seem to really resonate with were, this one was amazing because I got a chance to reconnect with a high school friend. This one was Mind, Body, and Nature. The Approach to Holistic Healing with Rochelle Moore Jones. Let me tell you something, y'all. That was one of, she is an amazing bright light. That was one of the most uplifting, inspiring conversations. I've known her, like I said, when we were teenagers, and we keep up with each other on social media. But to reconnect and talk to her, and just to see what God has done in her life, and just to see what a bright, beautiful light of positivity she is. And y'all, she is a licensed therapist. She does that by trade, but she also is an herbalist, and she has a business, Bay Street Botanicals, where everything is made with her own hands and out of her own garden, y'all. She's an amazing woman, dynamic woman, a mother of two wonderful boys with a husband that is loving and supportive. Her take on life, oh, it's infectious. So if you haven't seen that one, you need to see that one. Another one that really did well, that you all seem to really enjoy, was Hormone Talk, What Every Woman Should Know with Dr. Shweta Patel. Let me tell you something. Dr. Patel is a whole vibe. Let me just say this. We had to break that episode into two parts because her and I just had this chemistry that was crazy. But her wealth of knowledge is insane. And her forward thinking, she's a trailblazer in this industry, on the front lines, fighting for us women, trying to make sure that we get the best health care, that the knowledge is there, that we are informed about our bodies. We're informed about what our options are. You do not have to suffer, honey, in perimenopause or menopause. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. There are options and there's information. Her book, The Book of Hormones, is available right now. You should get it. Listen. Haven't watched it, watch it. And then we had Azadeh. Oh my gosh. Azadeh Asperger, who did my show on narcissistic abuse and healing. A lot of you gave me feedback of how that fed your soul and in the way that sometimes when you were in relationships that you thought were just, oh, you know, this is just not a bad, you didn't even realize that you were being abused narcissistically. You did not realize what you were dealing with, the toxicness. When she breaks it down, mind blown. She also is another trailblazer in her field. She is here to help you heal. That interview, okay. And y'all, the Dear Younger Self panel. Ah, listen. That was something that was on my heart from the beginning of time. You know, we always think now, like, you know, I have a daughter who's 29 years old and I get to impart my wisdom because I've been through a lot of things that I can share with her so that prayerfully she won't repeat some of the same mistakes. But we all have our own path. But reflection is healing too. You know what I mean? It's not so much reliving the past, it's learning from it. My Dear Younger Self panel, listen, ladies. I do a process where I meet and greet all potential guests for my show. And it was like when I met each one of these ladies, God said, her, you need her, you need her. There were four ladies, Jessie Harnett, Sauda Fuller, Melissa Mon, and Carolyn J. Murphy. Listen, these women, y'all, it was so powerful that when we finished the segment and we stopped recording, we all just kind of sat on StreamYard together, just kind of processing. Was a lot of emotional release. It was a lot of understanding each other. You know, it just unites us as women. You know, we, even if my path is not like yours, there's something in my story that will resonate with you. And that was kind of the premise behind it. We talked about love, loss, self-worth. We even talked about our relationship with money and so much more. you need to check out that episode as well. There was also the episode I did with Dr. Head, A Mother's Strength. This is a world-renowned pediatrician who did not realize that her daughter was deaf. And because of that, she held a lot of grief, but she now helps other parents navigate through, you know, those diagnoses of a child that you didn't see coming, or, you know, how to navigate that, how to get the resources to help them. But more importantly, how to help you as a mom, because we hold everything, you know, we hold it all in and we take on so much of the responsibility and the guilt. That was a powerful one. They're all amazing. I mean, I could go down and list every episode from season one. There are 31 episodes, but listen, I just encourage you. We're going to be highlighting them throughout the time that we are taking a break in October and November. I also did a thing, y'all, in this year. I realized, like I said, I started in December. By May, I realized I could use some help. I work full time. I'm a wife. I'm a mother of adult children, but I still mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm an auntie. I'm a church member. I have a lot of hats. And I was trying to hold down two, not one, but two podcasts by myself. So I did a thing, y'all. I got some help. I have an amazing team. Shout out to Demi and Anita. They initially started off as my interns, and we have just now become an official team. And trust me, they believe in Perspectives with Sherry. They are beautiful, beautiful younger women that understand the importance of getting this information out there. And we work together, you know, they're fully invested, and that matters. I didn't mention when I was talking the episodes, but let me also do a special shout out to Caroline Millett, Sarah Von Eck, Monica Tanner, Dr. Alina Crawford. All of them was in my relationships series, The Heart of It All. We can't say enough about helping women navigating dating in midlife because it's hard. And they all come from different perspectives. Monica Tanner, Dr. Alina Crawford also specialize in marriage advice. So again, there's something for everybody here. So really and truly, Carolyn J. Murphy did her own interview. She was on the Dear Younger Self panel, but she also did her interview, Faith Over Fear. She broke up with fear, honey, and her testimony is, it'll blow your mind. I could go on and on, but you get the point. The point is, if you haven't seen the episodes, if you have not listened to these interviews, please go back and do so. This is just gearing us up for season two. Season two will be more robust. We're going to have different segments. We're going to still, I noticed as I check analytics and I'm trying to figure out what you all want more of, I do know that we're going to focus a lot on health, all the things that we face as women in midlife. I'm going to have medical experts, holistic experts. We're going to talk about fitness in midlife. So I have fitness coach, life coaches. We're going to still focus on mental health. We're going to still focus on relationships. There's so much that's untapped there. We're going to talk about our money, honey. We're going to talk about finances, you know, as we are getting close to retirement. Those are the things that you have to think about. So there'll be segments on all that. And then I'll be reaching out to you all. There'll be some polls. And I want to hear from you to let me know if there's something specific that you want covered. We will be back December 1st, but we're not going anywhere yet. So keep coming back because season one does not wrap up until the end of September. And during October and November, you will still see, I will highlight an episode a week that I think that you should check out. I will also be giving you a few tips in between personal vlogs, and check out our social medias. We're trying to grow our Instagram, our TikTok, our Facebook. So if you are not following us over there, that please do so. Please, please follow us on all socials. And thank you again for your support. It has been such an amazing journey. I am so excited about season two, and I'm excited for you all to tune in next week and listen to or watch my interview with Angelina Mojica, and then come on back the following Wednesday, September 24th, and see that interview with LaToya Scott, who is our beautiful CEO and founder of FTM Fashion Week, Jacksonville, North Carolina. You're not going to want to miss it. So thank you as always. And remember, always remember to keep feeding your health, building your wealth, and walking in power, ladies. All right. That's all I got to say. Thanks again. Tune in next week. All right. Bye.